Hola and welcome to Voice Memos. I'm your host, Angela George, and on this podcast episode, I would like to talk about Zine Fest, which just happened over the weekend. I had a blast, and I want to share with you my zine haul, kind of like what's inspiring me from the Minneapolis zine community. And then I want to talk about the panel that I went to about building community with zines, and then also about kind of like what to do with zines once you buy them, because that's kind of a common question I get from people that I know and people that were there, is like, these are really cool, but now what? I have it, I read it, and now what? So I have some ideas for you there as well. So if that sounds interesting to you, let's get into it. Alrighty, welcome back to Voice Memos. On this podcast, I talk about creativity, self-care, and career. This episode definitely will have a little bit of everything, especially since zine fests are one of the few ways I get to actually call myself an artist, like make that my career for the day. So, and not to say that you have to sell your art to be an artist, but I'm definitely an artist at Zine Fest. So, how I want to structure this episode is just by going through the pile of zines that I was able to trade for. And I did buy a few of them too, just because, I mean, especially now in Minneapolis, there were many, many zines about the protests going on, about what ICE is doing, the occupation basically of ICE. And a lot of these zines, like, yes, I could have traded for them, but their proceeds were going to support people in the community. So it just makes more sense to pay for it, right, when you do that. But I do look forward to the zine trading almost more than, like, any profits or selling that actually happens from my booth, just because I'm not really in zines for the money. Like, no one really is. So the trades are kind of what is my big reward at the end. I get to go through my huge pile and laugh and cry and just learn things, because zine stores are so cool and they talk about like everything. So without further ado, let's get into this first pile of trades. This is what I'm calling the niche topics pile. This was the first zine that I traded for. It's called The Final Girls Survival Guide. And obviously I was drawn to just how adorable it is. It's like, if you're listening, it's a composition notebook mini with all of these cool things that the scenester learned about final girls while binge watching slashers. So I was super drawn to that. I super admire the format of that one. And then these next two I actually traded for because this was the person I was tabling with, Sarah Evanson. And crazily enough, Sarah's zines were actually some of the first zines I ever bought before I even got into making zines. I found one in like a random bookstore in Minneapolis. That's kind of what started my whole zine journey. So that was such an honor to get to table next to Sarah, and then I got to trade. What do you mean when you say that Star Wars is not gay? It's just got some great evidence about why Star Wars is gay. And my favorite spread in this one is the last one says, I'm laughing just looking at it. It's time to wake up, people. It's gay. It's gay, and so are you, and that's a good thing. And Sarah, unfortunately, I am not gay. I kind of wish I was. I think gay people have a lot of fun at these events, and they get to have a lot of fun zines. But I'm happy for you and your partner and your tabling. It looked very successful. Sarah-Evanson.com to check their stuff out. The other one I picked up from Sarah was, I absolutely hate going to the fucked up CVS by my house, yet I go there all the time because it is convenient. Yet each time I go there, I wish I hadn't gone. So this zine is a great example about how basically anything can be a zine. This is literally just a rant about CVS. So if you're sitting there on the other side of the screen and wondering, what would I even make a zine about? Literally, like, write about what makes you mad. Write about what makes you happy. And it will make somebody else happy or mad too. When I showed this CVS zine to my friend, she was like, wait, there's a CVS that I go to all the time and I hate going there, but I still go there. And I'm like, this zine was meant for you then. So I'm going to speed run through the rest of this pile. Coffee recipes for experienced and daring Midwesterners. I think that's an adorable topic. Yeah, I got to try some of these out. I'm not a huge coffee drinker, but I mean, the illustrations here, just gorgeous and makes me want to drink more coffee. So that's one of them. These next two are kind of similar. How to Read Without Amazon, an Anti-Capitalist Zine from Hunter Moon Press. This one's very informational, just kind of gets to the point, but clearly important. Obviously, libraries, secondhand, local bookstores. Even the spread here, steal them, sort of, which is encouraging you to just find them for free online at archive.org. Lots of other places you can find books online. It's always worth a shot. So, and then obviously the plug for reading zines. And then this one is Anti-Shopping List Handy Decision Chart Zine by SP. So it looks like this. And inside it's kind of like this flow chart of what to do when you want to buy something and encouraging you to repair it, make it yourself, or, I mean, repurpose it, get it for free from somewhere, get it from a thrift store. And, I mean, I think repair in this, like, state of capitalist society where everything is built to break is radical and, honestly, a type of resistance. So, loved this scene. Had to swap for that one. Some other highlights. These two trades were one of the last ones I made of the day. Like, literally everyone was packing up. And I was like, wait, we got a trade? And it's kind of one of my favorites. A Made-Up History of Ambulances by somebody who knows nothing about ambulances. I was like, I have to have that. And it's got these great little illustrations just talking about how, like, and mind you, this is all made up. The word ambulance comes from ambu, meaning walk, and lance, referring to lances that jousters used in medieval times. So they just, like, completely made up reasons why ambulances exist, and it's hilarious. So that's kind of, like, my niche topics zine pile that I picked up for the day. This next one is a beautifully illustrated zine, A Day in the Life of a Recently Employed Lab Tech. And this one I related to a lot. If you watched one of my last few episodes about zines, I was talking about my Do Not Forward This zine, which is about just how boring my job is. And this lab tech seemed to relate, and I actually traded them for the Do Not Forward This zine because I felt like this was their equivalent of what I was experiencing. And the last spread is absolutely what sold me on this scene. It's just lab rats in a lab doing lab work. It's so great. And the last page actually has the rats trying to unionize. So honestly, great scene. No contact information, which, you know, when you're talking about your work, I totally get why you wouldn't want to be necessarily tied back to that. So it's just going to be that little preview you get on the pod. This next pile is pure zine art for art's sake. I picked up about 4 of these types of zines. And, like, just be thinking, like, when you're listening to this episode, what category of zine would you be making? Would you do that niche topic category? Are you more of a collect all your receipt doodles and put it into a zine like this Zinester, which it's literally called the Receipt Zine, which I say it like that because that's how I think this font would read. And they told me this is literally just doodles they did on receipt paper and then they turned it into a zine, which is amazing because it just, it's so chaotic, and every time I look at it, I see something new that I didn't notice last time. And I also just love the color of the paper they chose, which is a little bit of an off-white, creamy, receipt-colored paper. Yeah, so that one's awesome. This next one is a collage zine, which unfolds and you can like see the whole image of the collage on both sides. So basically you're getting a poster and a zine in one, which I love that format. I've been wanting to do something like this with my photography for a while. I just haven't really got around to it, but I just think this is such a fun concept. And it also makes you like focus on different pieces of the collage, because when you fold it into a zine, it focuses each thing into a page. So yeah, that's an option. If you've got a lot of art that you want to share, just do it in zine format. Same thing with this one. This is a photography zine of a trip to Rome. Mothfruit.online is where you can find this zine, or Zinestar. So they've just got like these beautiful photos. I've never been to Rome, but I definitely want to after seeing this zine. Just beautiful. Just beautiful. Like this site, this zine, there's no question about what to do with it. Like, this is a coffee table zine. So I don't think you really need to like worry about what to do with your zine if it's like coffee table material. It will just go on a coffee table. And then next up, I've got this Scurry by Luke Mars, which is an illustrated zine of a squirrel. So this one I was drawn to just because like it's just such a, I don't know, it's a very peaceful zine. Just like pencil drawings of squirrels. So like I think this one inspires me to just like publish my doodles, like add value more so to like the things that you're doing every day as an artist or a creative. Like I feel like putting it in a zine honestly elevates like those little like sketches that you're doing, so why not from a new angle, because the sun is setting very quickly on me. So my next pile here is about ice activities in Minneapolis and just kind of informing on ways to, I mean, this one is called Dispatch, Please Advise, Tactics for Fighting the Federal Occupation of Minnesota by ICE. And this is one of the ones I had to donate because they are going back, the proceeds are going right back into funding our community efforts to protect each other. So it talks about like Ice Watch and yeah, just basically very instructional and just documenting too, because who knows what's going to happen with like censorship. And I mean, obviously the government is lying about a lot already. So zines are just another way to combat that. These two I picked up from the free table, which are just like kind of asking like, but are you being a villager? We all want community. What does it take? And I feel like they're by the same person because they have a very similar style. Yeah, just asking yourself, like, how do we build community? How do you actively be part of building community? This one, Orienting the Heart, a tiny compendium of pointers that can help steer a path during turbulent and troubling political times, a free zine to share. And I just thought that one was, like, really beautiful and has a lot of words of wisdom, which is kind of what I wanted to do with my zine that I was handing out at the protest. Just, you know, like sharing information is just a great place to start in troubling times. Like checking in with people, asking them, like, how are you really doing? A barista today asked me, like, but are you really okay? And I honestly almost cried. There's just some things going on with me, like my car got backed into, which isn't fun, and just dealing with the ice stuff in the background and stuff at work. Just, I'm kind of in a slump, so I really needed Zine Fest to just give me a little boost. It was so good just to be with other creatives and see what people are talking about, talk to people. I mean, I really push myself to trade with people because I'm not naturally extroverted like that. Like, I love talking to somebody one-on-one that I know really well. Like, I love coffee dates with my friends. And, yeah, I love, like, getting to know, like, my co-tabler. Like, that was fun. But talking to, like, 40 different people to trade zines, that's asking a lot from me. And, obviously, I get a whole pile of zines after. So, like, I do it and I'm happy with the result, but it is like really outside of my comfort zone. And so, I mean, it's worth it though, because then I get to see like what everyone's working on. Yeah, the zines about ice, I really appreciate, but they're also just really heavy. And yeah, this is a whistle one. There were a lot of free whistles at the tables, which was great. What the heck is Signal? A guide for neighbors who want to participate in community communication networks but aren't too tech savvy. Honestly, need this because I am not on Signal, but maybe I should be during this time where Neighborhood Watch is really, really important. So, yeah, I think this is very, it's exactly what we need from zines. It's just pure information. And then just how to report ice activity on the back. So, zines as resistance. It's great to see it. This next zine is called Street Issue 1, Street Talks, We Are, Unhoused Art and Words from the Twin Cities. This one is one I heard about in the panel, and I was like, gotta get a copy of that. Because they're basically interviewing homeless in Minneapolis to get these poems and art. And the note on the first page says, these pieces were all created at one Twin Cities encampment over the course of several weeks. The goal for this project is to resist and connect through art with our neighbors while the fascist state seeks to silence and destroy us. The money raised from this scene will help fund camp needs as we prepare for the winter. Free Palestine, fuck ICE, we keep us safe. And here's like one of the spreads if you're watching. So I thought that was so beautiful, like such a meaningful and important project. And that's like another one I like donated to because that's important. Like homeless people do not get cared for enough in our society. And this is one way that art can help. So I really appreciated that. You can follow them on Instagram at @we_r_zine. And I'll try to tag like any of the creators that I find like their handles on like in the description if you're interested. This one is an adorable zine. I included it in this pile because it's very community oriented. It says, every person I have met has a patch of me and I of them. Like it's just about how people impact you and leave themselves with you. And I thought that was so beautiful when I saw it. So I think, yeah, I had to pick that one up. And just something to think about, like when we are in these stressful times, like this is when your community quilt is going to help you the most. Okay, and then this second to last pile, I'm almost done. This is very informational or like text heavy zines. The first one here is about open work notes on learning to crochet, which I feel pretty confident in my crochet skills. But I thought this would be good just to get another perspective. And I just loved the format of the zine, too. It's like blue text on yellow paper with like all the pictures are also like blue scale, which I just thought was very like striking. Oh, bonus material in here. I didn't even discover this until just now. Like, how do I get this open? Yeah. The inside unfolds. And becomes like a little scan of a bunch of crocheted doilies, which is gorge. So that's a little new thing I've learned. That's an option. Didn't even know that was an option. So that's like the center fold spread. Unfolds more. So that was just an amazing little zine about crochet. And this one, You Can Too, number 2, is a guide to canning and fermentation, which important and I would like to learn more about, hence why I got this zine. And if you're watching, you can see very, very detailed and beautiful, like almost scientific illustrations of fruit and veggies. And this person is very passionate about canning, so I'm excited to learn from them. They also had this zine translated from Spanish, so that's pretty cool. Next here, I talked to this table for a while. They're called Static Soup, which you can find them, at static_soup. and they're on Substack as well. So they are a collective of writers, and I was just interested in seeing kind of how they format this paper newsletter. And then I'm super interested to read this spread in it. I just was watching Sex and the City episodes because it's a little bit of a comfort show I return to sometimes, and they have this Sex and the Cities dating in the Twin Cities as told by a certain NYC transplant to Minneapolis. So I thought that was quite an interesting topic. And I mean, I have been in a relationship for a while now, but I am very curious to hear about the dating scene because it concerns me. Everything I hear about it concerns me, from the fact that the apps let you use AI to just how it seems like it's just gone downhill from when I was on the apps. So write your dating horror stories below, and maybe we can make a community zine or something. So this last pile, last but not least, because it is my favorite pile, it is the cats and pets related zine pile. And I only have three here, which I wish I had more. I did make it a priority to grab these that I saw. The first one is Surely an $8 Latte Will Save Me by Anastasia. And it's not about a cat, but she uses cats to be her stand-in for her life in this little story. So just absolutely adorable. Next one is Haikus About Our Cat Poppy by Marsha F. and Lars M.R. And that's another thing I saw a lot, is like a lot of zines, I mean, the zinesters are there, obviously, but they leave their zine relatively anonymous. They don't put a handle, they use a pseudonym, things like that. So if you're scared to put your zine out there, like, you don't have to tie it back to you. You can work under anonymity. That's what one of the panelists was talking about in the community building zine. They said their first zine was about some political opinions they had, and then also related to their sexual identity, but they weren't out yet. So they used a chicken as a stand-in to kind of like make fun of themselves being too chicken to come out, which, yeah. So they used a chicken as a stand-in and published it anonymously. So, and now they're up on a panel talking about zines. So you can start in a really safe place, and then as you grow more comfortable with the medium, you can push yourself and maybe go to a zine fest and trade your zines, and then maybe apply to one and just like work your way into the community. It's a very accepting community. So yeah, like this last zine is my absolute favorite. It's called Pet Fur Palace. And it has this beautiful, like, collage of their pets and flowers. And it was very eye-catching on the table. And the preface here is, you don't have inside jokes with your pets? Wow, that's kind of embarrassing. I'd keep that to yourself. And it is about, each spread has pictures of their pets and all of the stupid, like, shit that you say to your pet. That's usually just between the two of you. In this case, they published it into a zine. And I think it is so amazing. I definitely want to make one of Bob, even if I don't, like, really make it for anyone else besides me. Because I say so many things to Bob that don't make any sense. Minnesota's favorite box girl. And it's just their dog in their kennel. And then, yeah, what were some of these other good ones? Come on down to O's Toes and get your O's some toes. And it's just like their cat's toes. So good. CEO of Large TM, and it's their fat cat. Amazing. Amazing work. I am obsessed. Probably one of my favorite zines of the day. So, like, as you can see, a wide breadth of topics here, really ranged from super serious and this is like super time sensitive information all the way to the inside jokes with your pets. All right, I'm losing the light here, but I just have a few things left to say. Yeah, my tabling was super successful with the trades, as you can see. And then I knew this was going to happen. I ended up having to create a last minute zine literally the night before, just to deal with things that were happening to me. So this is called Human Spiraling. And yes, there was a typo on it, so I had to quickly amend that. Like, at Zine Fest, the subtitle is Survival Self-Care When Reaching a Breaking Point. And I made it entirely from Costco magazine. And I just stole all the headlines and repurposed them for myself. But it is dedicated to my inner circle, the people who are always there for me and I know I can talk to about anything. Reader, I hope this zine can provide you with some of the same support my inner circle does for me. And each page is kind of a combination of doodles, collage, and text. And I'll just read the first page here. I'm hoping to get this published on my blog pretty soon. So the first page goes, lost my mind and found myself spiraling. So 2026 is off to a rough start. The level of fatigue and grief from processing and absorbing ICE murdering Alex Preddy and Renee Nicole Good and all the other violent and inhumane actions they are doing, plus all the global events still happening, Gaza, Ukraine, Venezuela, I was already set up to spiral. But then my upstairs neighbor's dog started peeing on their balcony, which dripped down and froze all over my patio multiple times. And my car got backed into without any contact info, leaving hundreds of dollars of damages. It's actually thousands. And my work dangled a promotion in my face only to turn around and hand me some BS work to prove myself. All this to say, even when the world is on fire, there is space to have a bad day. I am valid to be upset that there is frozen piss all over my patio and at the same time outraged that ICE is abducting people. So the next pages kind of go into like what I call survival self-care. Also just like talking about like what happens when I start spiraling. And then I think it goes into like a good story about making art, making zines. Yeah, just caring for yourself by enabling regular self-care practices and building that into your routine. And yeah, I was able to trade a few of these. I think I even sold a few. So that was cool, just to make something last minute like that. And yeah, just get it on paper, like get my feelings out onto paper and make it into something productive that actually helped other people. So that's kind of my summary of Zine Fest. Other highlights were just talking to people. I actually got to talk to somebody that listens to the podcast. So that was really cool. Really cool to see my friends come out and support me and use my display. Although the display did get wrecked by the end of the day. It was kind of a one-time use scenario. So, I mean, next time I just like to change it up every time I go tabling. I think there were some good things about the display. I mean, some of the zines definitely got neglected because they were like off to the side. So I don't know. I'll try something new at the next Zine Fest and see how that one goes. One last thing before I go about what to do with your zines once you have them. I have like this whole pile that's now just scattered around me. I would recommend just stuffing them in your bookcase, honestly. Like if you don't mind a little bit of cluttered look, I like tucking them in between books that are related. But I also, if you are curious about what's in the background of this episode, I have this thing that I call Zine Teeny with a Twist. And it's literally just one of those like fake books that you can put anything you want in it. But I put my zines in it. And I'll insert like a good picture of it. Back when I was on the gram, I like did a whole reel. But this has been really great for like storing all those mini zines that like definitely would get lost in a bookshelf. And I think it's a great idea. Like people can ask you about it when they're over. They're like, oh, what's that book? And you're like, it's actually a book full of zines. So that's one of my favorite things that I've done to like store and display zines. But like I said, there was that coffee table-esque zine that would go perfect on any coffee table. And then, yeah, I love tucking them into a bookshelf. I mean, they're on so many different topics. Like, put them where they're relevant. Like, the recipe zine I'm going to put with my other recipe books. So that's what I'm saying. Like, put them where they make sense. And Also, I mean, a big thing, I haven't been able to do this yet because I love all my zines so much, but you can give them away. Like, if you see a zine that makes a lot of sense for somebody else that you know in your life, give it to them. Put it in a card. Put it in, like, add it to a gift. Give it to them at a coffee shop. Like, share the zines because the world needs more sharing. The world needs more zines. So that's another thing you can do with them. I really appreciate you being here, sticking to the end. If you did, you should consider subscribing. I post pretty much bi-weekly, and I talk a lot about zines, art, creativity, and like I said, self-care and career are just thrown in there as well. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.